Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and we're going to do a fun little show where we talk about feeling good. Because anytime we're trying to manifest something or create something in our lives, it's kind of just the law and the law of attraction. When you feel good, you'll attract more things that make you feel good. So how do you start feeling good and getting into that space of really believing that all is possible and that you're open and receptive and you're enthusiastic and joyful and abundant, all those high vibrating emotions? I got a list to share with you. If you're new to the program, I am an intuitive. I'm a coach. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you are looking to manifest higher earnings this year, if you want to make an income leap, I have a new program called Income Leap that it's 5 sessions to help you dramatically shift your relationship with money from the inside out so that you can attract more of it into your life this year. Check that out. It's a great program. I'm so excited about it. Really, every day Spirit gives me new insight as to what we can all do to create a new reality for ourselves around money. Okay, let's talk feeling good. So the idea of feeling good, I first heard it, Abraham Hicks. If we feel good, it creates a space for manifestation, like attracts like. So here are some steps on how you can start feeling good right now. Because usually, as I want to preface this, when we want something, we think whatever that is going to make us feel a certain way. It's going to make us feel good to have more money. It's going to make us feel good to be in a relationship. It's going to make us feel good to get the job. It's going to make us feel good to get the apartment. It's going to make us feel good to experience greater levels of wellness. Okay? So without that thing being present, we often feel crummy. But because we're always vibrating, our frequency is always vibrating. We're always drawing to us what we want based on where we're at. So if we're feeling low. And here's the thing. You will feel low from time to time. I have a dear client that got a diagnosis, and it's just kind of twisted up my vibration today. Like I'm just not as high as I was yesterday. And so what do? I do these things. I do these things, and it helps me shift back into that space no matter what's going on around me so that I can manifest what I want. So you got to feel the way you want to feel now. So whatever it is that you want the job, it's going to make you feel really good. These steps that I'm going to give you is designed to help you feel good now so that you can be a vessel to that which you want that you've identified will make you feel good if you get it. Also, the great thing about feeling good now, it puts you in a mindset where you won't compromise on things you don't need to compromise on, right? I find that when I do my most settling, going for less than what I want, it's because I'm feeling low. I'm in a lower vibration. And so if you really practice feeling good every day to the best of your ability, you can start to shift your energy so that you won't say yes to something that's going to take you down a road you don't want to go down. So say it's dating and you meet somebody, and if you're high vibe and they're a low vibe, you're going to recognize that. And you're going to be like, no, I'm not going to date that person, no matter how cute they are, right? Or you're going to be a lot more aware. That's the great thing about feeling good, is it puts you in a space of being a lot more observant of that which is going on around you. It just opens you up. I think low vibe energy lulls us to sleep, whereas high vibe energy makes us feel a greater level of aliveness, and we will be looking and seeking more of which will make us feel that same sensation. So if you're in joy, it's going to be really unlikely that you're going to go with something that would take you out of that joy. So feeling good not only draws to you what you want faster, but also kind of protects you from things that may not be for your highest and greatest good. So how do we do this, right? Number one, get good quality sleep and don't be afraid to take a nap. Like really, you know, I love working and it makes me feel really good about myself to do my jobs. But they're definitely like today, I was like, hey, I am feeling low. I'm going to go take a nap. And I fought against it for about 20 minutes and I was like, I know how this works. I rest when I'm tired. So I want to encourage you that just getting a good night's sleep, getting some additional rest can instantly raise your vibration and make you feel better. I'm always amazed when people tell me like, oh, I can't nap. It'll make me feel worse. I think it makes me feel fantastic. And if you aren't a napper, I encourage you to start napping. It'll be good for your soul. Okay. Number two, gratitude. I mean, man, you hear me talk about this all the time on this program. If you can just be in appreciation for everything, for every moment, for every drop, for every second, it'll shift things around for you. And even if things aren't going the way you want, there, you can always dig up something to feel grateful for and stay in that space. Yeah, just stay in that space. Be like really grateful for all that you have, all that there is, all that there is going to come. So recently I created an audio. You can find it on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click the banner audio. And it is this very chanty little, I don't even know what to call it, chant, I guess, for gratitude. And I think for most of it, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you over and over. And I designed it, and where I felt inspired to create it was I was like, Spirit, show me the words that I can put on a recording that would raise somebody's spirit instantly. And so this goofy little thing I made that is really joyful and uplifting, you can check it out on my website. I'm calling it a chant, my gratitude chant. But it's my version of it. And it's designed to keep you in a state of gratitude, keep you focusing on all that is good and all that feels good. Okay, next, after gratitude, listen to your favorite music. You know, I love music, but I often forget to listen to it, you know. And but this last week, I've been really working to keep my vibration high, and it just, you know, I put some Dave Matthews Band on. I'm a big Dave Matthews Band fan. And it just made me feel so good, or jazz or classical, whatever it is. Keep music playing. It will uplift you and it will inspire you. And if you're not a big music person, just put some classical on at a low volume in the background. Yeah, music is the energy of limitlessness, and it puts us in a whole nother state of being. So I encourage you, play more music. Matter of fact, I knew someone recently who said that they had spent most of their life not listening to music, and they had gone through a really difficult time in their life, and they really consciously chose to listen to more music, and they got into pop music, and they made a playlist and called it Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. And interestingly, I would never have thought of this person as like a pop music person, but every day religiously in the shower, they listened to music, and it kept them from going back to those dark places they don't want to go to. So use it. You know, music is here for us. It's been created. You know, I think people that make all art want these tools to be used for our greater good. So definitely listen to more music. Next, this is one that is my favorite, but I'll tell you when I'm really stressed the fuck out, it's the last thing I do, is clean and declutter. You know, just kind of go through your home, go through your space, make your bed. I know if you are in the game, the personal development game, and you listen to a lot of things other than me, you know, what's been really popular is talking about your millionaire morning, or, you know, what people do in the morning. And one of the things that I've heard is they make their bed. And I don't know, does making your bed mean you're going to be a millionaire? No, I think it means that you are putting time and attention into creating order in your life. And order in your exterior life is a reflection of the orderliness within your mind. And that can keep you out of a state of chaos. It can keep you out of a state of confusion. It can keep you out of a state of doubt and low vibe energy. So clean up your space, clean out your desk. If you're listening to this at work, take 5 minutes and just declutter your desk a bit. You'll be amazed by how just making your bed and maybe definitely cleaning your floors. Like that is a spiritual practice in my world, is keeping my floors clean. I believe I heard Susie Orman say that Lakshmi in India, in tribute to her, people keep their floors very clean. And so that piece of information was like, wow, I want to be prosperous. Lakshmi is the goddess of abundance and prosperity. And so I keep my floors clean, make my bed. If I'm feeling low, I'll pick a drawer and I'll clean it out. All of these little gestures can make you feel so much better. Like you'll be just amazed to see everything clean and tidy in your space will instantly raise your vibration. Now, if you are a person that struggles with keeping things clean, hire somebody. No one says you have to do it yourself. Hire somebody to help you. I'm going to say it again. If you're a person who struggles with keeping things clean, hire somebody. And then if that is truly not an option for you, if you're listening to this and it's truly not an option for you, and I do believe you can always make room in your budget for what you need. If that's truly not an option for you, or your mind's not really ready to grasp the concept of hiring help in that way, then I would say have less stuff. Like, just decide, I'm going to go minimalist. The less stuff I have, the less stuff I have to keep track of, the less stuff I have to keep clean. You know, I'm calling it my LA sabbatical now, because, you know, there is a possibility I'll wind up back in the Bay Area. And so I have a good portion of all of my things are in storage, and I just came to LA with a suitcase. And so I'm living a very minimalist life, even though I've moved into a place of my own. I still just have my stuff in my suitcase, and it's so wonderful because it keeps my vibration high, because I can clean and declutter really easily. I'm not accumulating a lot of new things. Even now I have some clothes I need to replace, and I'm just going to replace. I'm not going to add to. I'm very aware of like what can fit in this suitcase is all I am allowed to have, because I want to focus my energy on the things I'm working on. You know, I'm working on a couple of books. I'm always looking to grow my practice. All of that, having a lot of stuff can be a distraction if it's not serving your primary focus. So I want to encourage you, either declutter and clean. If you can't hire somebody to clean, just decide, I'm going to go minimal. I'm going to have less stuff. You don't need as much as you think you need. Okay, next, move your body. Right? And this can be through dance, it can be through yoga, it can be through meditative walking. Just move your body. It's so amazing how a walk around, you know, a 20-minute walk can shift my whole mood. It's so amazing how putting some music on and dancing can shift my whole mood. Just move your body, work in your garden, you know, walk around the mall, do something to move your body. Even decluttering and doing chores is a way of moving your body. Next, do some releasing work. And, you know, on this program, I talk about releasing in a lot of different ways. But if you're feeling like your vibration is low, ask yourself why. Okay, I'm really struggling with this. Okay, write a letter to the angel of whatever that is. Maybe you're struggling with money. Write an angel to the angel of money and put all your thoughts and feelings down on the page. You know, give yourself 2 to 3 minutes to do it. Say everything that comes to mind and then release that. So, you know, I would say burn it. I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. Or you can submerge in water. I've been submerging in water. I release this now for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. Don't give yourself a lot of time with releasing work, because I think we can get really slosh in the mess of it all. Just go as fast as you can, dump all your feelings on the page, and then release them. Releasing work is so powerful in raising your vibration, because it takes you, you are giving it over to heaven, and you are allowing spirit to enter into your humanly space to help you release some energy. So, you know, I do it all the time. We have free will, right? And spirit can't really help us until we give permission. So be willing to sit down with a piece of paper, be willing to sit down and meditate on it and pray on it and just release, release, release. And as a matter of fact, I created an audio for that too yesterday. Kind of just stream of conscious, go be in the moment, intuitively driven audio on a releasing exercise to release negativity. And I listened to it today in my own, you know, my own spiritual practice. And I was like, that's so good. And so if you're struggling with releasing, or you're not one for writing your feelings or feeling all of your feelings, then consider listening to that audio. Again, it's free on my website. You don't need to enter your email address. Audios, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click that audio banner and you can listen to the SoundCloud. There's a SoundCloud player there, and the audio will be listed. Okay, take a shower or bath. I love it. It's like so cleansing. So sometimes I'll do my spiritual practice, and I'll take a shower and bath to add to that. And in that, I'm like, I'm still releasing energy. And with this bath, I cleanse myself. I renew myself. I heal myself. And water can hold the frequency of whatever we project towards it. So you can really chant your intentions into the water, and the water will meet you there, right? It will take on the vibration of whatever you are projecting at it. So if it's love, 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 you now have created a love shower for yourself, or a love bath for yourself, or maybe it's peace, peace, peace. You've created a peaceful bath for yourself. You've created a peaceful shower for yourself. Maybe it's abundance. You've just created a well of abundance for yourself through bathing and getting clean. Okay, next, write how you're feeling. You know, this can come as in the form of journaling, or just get a piece of paper and just kind of toss it down. I'm feeling this today. I'm feeling happy about this. I'm not feeling great about this, but this I'm really excited about. And there's something magical about writing your feelings, your thoughts on the page. And you can write anything. So think of it, this as like journaling, and say whatever you want to say. I think, you know, many of the journaling exercises I recommend are designed to help people feel good, to help them raise their vibration. So look at things like, you know, I have, what do I have? Conversation Starters app, Danielle Laporte's Conversation Starters app. It's just a collection of questions. Some are really relevant to the Desire Map program and some aren't. And I just go through that and I'll ask myself questions. Or because I'm a coach and I'm always questioning, I'll come up with a question and just journal it out, you know. Or, you know, I spoke to you a few weeks ago about being aware of what lights you up and what you enjoy. Go through and say, what is my favorite food right now? what is my favorite way to spend my time? What is my favorite drink right now? What is my favorite TV show? Who's my favorite person? What's my favorite song right now? You think all the stuff we used to do as a kid, you let go of it because you're a grown up now. No, but those things keep us in a state of awareness. It keeps us in a state of feeling good. The more that we can connect to who we really are, it raises our vibration and we feel fantastic. Don't you want to hang out with you? And so spend more time loving and appreciating yourself through journaling and asking yourself more questions. It's one of the biggest things that I say with dating. Ask a lot of questions and be aware of if someone is asking you questions. And if they are not, I would say don't date them. Date people who are really looking to get to know you and who are not forming some perspective of you, right? And you don't form a perspective of you. You know yourself authentically and live in accordance with that. Okay. Sweat, right? Like I told you about moving your body, but sometimes, you know, meditative walk or yoga. I know some yoga is more invigorating. Restorative yoga is not. Or, you know, maybe dancing around your apartment doesn't really cause you to sweat, but I would encourage you find some activity where you can straight up just sweat, like really, you know, move your body so that you can not only increase the endorphins, but it just makes you feel lighter. I know when I go for a really high charge walk, I come back and I feel light, not only light in my body, but in my soul, in my being. And so sweat, do something that will get you your body moving. And that, you know, yeah, I'm a fan. Cuddle up with someone you love. If you do have someone in your life that you adore and really respect and they are present for you, then definitely cuddle up and share love and hug even, you know, hug the right person. It all works. Humanly touch can definitely raise our vibration. Now, if you're trying to get affection from someone who is not offering that to you, that can lower your vibration. So make sure that it's someone who can truly offer you the type of physical affection you desire. Next, meditate. But I'm going to go as far as I'm going to say spiritual practice. I think your spiritual practice should be making you feel good. And so whether it's meditation, whether it is yoga, whether it is a walk, whether it is prayer, whether it is journaling, I think all of that is designed to help you raise your vibration, but specifically meditation, and allow yourself to just breathe and be present in that meditation. And you can do it with a guided meditation or you can do it silently. And here's my thing. There are no rules to how you meditate as long as it makes you feel good, right? Because there have definitely been times where I'm doing some type of guided meditation and I'm not feeling good. So stop. Do something else. The goal of spiritual practice is to help you feel good on some level. It is to help you connect to the divine, which nothing feels better than connecting with the divine. So do more things that make you feel good. Okay, check in with your intuition and ask for signs. It always makes me feel so great when I take the time to check in with my intuition, hear what the messages it's been giving me, see where those signs have been showing up, seeing where, you know, the quiet voice within or the quiet energy within is guiding me and taking the appropriate action. So if you can check in with your intuition and then act on it, it will make you feel really good. Even if it doesn't make any sense to anybody else but you, check in with your intuition and then act on the messages that you're receiving. It might be pulling a card, you know. I love Oracle card decks because they can, they connect with our intuitive part of ourselves and bring forward information that we may not see or may not have considered. I don't think of Oracle cards as much as predictive tools, though that they can be. You know, there's definitely times where I want a little predictive insight. But I think the best thing to do with oracle cards is to have a deck that is yours, that you use, and don't abuse it. If you are abusing your oracle card deck, ask yourself why. If you're constantly seeking an answer about a situation, it probably is something that you feel that is out of your control. And then ask yourself why you need to control that. And then that in itself, if you go through those questioning, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to do something else with my time and energy. But if you're not, you know, in a space of abusing your oracle cards, it can be so moving, the insight that comes forward. And you can have a full-on dialogue with spirit through your cards if you open your intuition. Because cards are created by man and many of them are channeled, right? Or women. A lot of them are created by women. And you tune into them, and the message that you need will show up in your mind's eye. It will show up in your being, and it may be you might pull the same card for someone else, and it be a completely different message for them. So just trust your intuition. And then as I wrap here, orgasm is a wonderful way to raise your vibration. Even if you are not in a partnership or a relationship where you are regularly having sex, self-pleasure works every time. So really, if that is something that enlivens you and you are willing to let go of any shame around it, orgasming can be a really great way to raise your vibration and find alignment with that which you want. Okay, I'm going to wrap here. I have a few others, but many of them you know: affirmations, being creative, laughing, listening and watching something inspirational like this podcast, spending time with a pet. All of those things can raise your vibration. I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I am leading a program called Income Leap that starts in a few weeks. You can find information on my website. It's designed to help you raise your income. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye.